Kuizika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Njani mthakazi omuhle olamukela emthakazweni we studio 7 ngolesibili mhlaka 1 kumfufu 2019 uChris Gande endabeni zethu namhlanje. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula umbiko wesimo sesizwe edalela ePhalamende lamhlanje, lapho amalunga ebandla leMDC athi kawasoze amlalele.
Umongameli uzimisele kakhulu ngohlelo abathi ngesilungu i-reengagement, ukuvuselela ubungane lokusebenziselana lamanye amazwe.
Sokunokudonselana phezu kuzanu PF phezu kodaba lokuthi ibandla leli kumele lenzeni ngezindlu ezakhelwa umuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe ezigoqela le ethiwa yiBluru.
Wabona i-Obit sethe sicasisa yena yedwa ukuthi sikambi yena ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo, umthwanga ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo. So i-issue ye-factionalism ekhona kuzanu PF.
Abakade besenza umsebenzi wokuhanjiswa kwemali ngomakhalekhukhwini ama-EcoCash agents ahlaba umkhosi ngokuvalelwa umsebenzi okwenziwe nguhulumende.
Ama-agents amaningi sethengisa singathi ngibe ngesikhiwa befuela i-black market, bathengisa imali bona basebesithi bafuna, for example, bathi i-certain percentage abayifunayo, bebesithi ama-40%, 50% ama-agents.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula umbiko wakhe obalulekileyo ophatha isimo sesizwe, o State of the Nation Address kumbe sona, edale lePhalamende lamhlanje. Kodwa ibandla leMDC lithi amalunga alo awedalele ePhalamende kasoze awulalele lumbiko ngoba akamnanzi uMnangagwa njengomongameli welizwe leZimbabwe. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Daniel Molokele utshele iStudio 7 izolo ukuthi balako ukuphuma edalele ePhalamende ekufikeni kukamnumzana kukamongameli Mnangagwa kumbe ukungayi kuleli dale njengalokhu asebeke bakwenza esikhathini esedluleyo. Lokhu kucothozwe ngamanye amalunga ebandla leZanu PF afana lommeli weBulilima West umnumzana Dingumuzi Phuthi. Untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 ubuze uPhuthi ukuthi kuyini akukhangeleleyo embikweni kamongameli Mnangagwa.
Umongameli uke wasebenzisa amandla oswazi lwakhe ukumisa amanye ama-accounts, amanye amabhizinisi, kwabangela ukwehla kwamandla okutshintshana kwezimali. So izinto lezi sikhangele ukuthi zibe ngezinye zezinto ezizalunguza ku-address yakhe. Kodwa okunye Nkomo ngikhangelela ukuthi umongameli uzimisele kakhulu ngohlelo abathi ngesilungu i-reengagement, ukuvuselela ubungane lokusebenziselana lamanye amazwe. Uzananzelela ukuthi yikho nje akukhulumileyo njalo emhlanganeni asanda kuvela kuwo eNew York, and ngokumazi kwami uzimisele kakhulu kulokho, njalo kuzavela khonapho ukuthi sesingathi kumbe siyangathi, ngoba simbone laphana esiba lomhlangano lokho phela iCommonwealth bavumelana ukuthi uhlelo lwakhona soluphathwa ngesiphangiphangi ukwenzela ukuthi luphuthe masinyane lokuthi iZimbabwe ibuyele iyeba ingxenye-ke yalawo mazwe. Ngesikhathi esifanayo kubuke kwaba lesithunywa se-United Nations esibuye lapha-ke sizokhangela kwezelungelo loluntu. Ngakho-ke kutshengisa ukuthi izinto ze-re-engagement, ukuvuselela ubuhlobo labanye abantu kanye lokuba yingxenye yamazwe omhlaba nje in general.
Okhulume ngodaba lwesikhonzi se-United Nations esabuye ukuzophenya ngodaba lokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu, ngempela impumela yaso yathi hayi amalungelo ayephulwa nguhulumende.
Into ehluphayo baba Nkomo ukuthi nxa ulegazi lomvundla vele uhlala ugijimiswa nje uqothamithi. Angiboni ukuthi into abayikhuluma ngeZimbabwe yinto abangayikhuluma ngeSaudi Arabia. Ilizwe leSaudi Arabia lilomuntu owabulawa ku-embassy yabo kwelinye ilizwe. Kwakhomba ukuthi yinto embi ebiqoqiwe kodwa ke lanamhlanje kuthulwe ngayo sokungathi akwenzakala ngalutho. EZimbabwe akula nto enjalo yake yayenzakala ukuthi kuthiwe umuntu ubulawa nje mahlayana just like that. Kodwa ke bebekhangela izinto ezincane ezingatsho lutho, ezinye ezokuzibumbela, ezinye ezokwehlukana kwethu ngembono okwenza abanye bethu bagcine sebefisa kakhulu ukuthi aluba izijeziso ziyetheshwa kuZimbabwe ukwenzela ukuthi iZimbabwe ihlale iphathwa kubi. Ukuthi kulokwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe, lokho angivumelani lakho ngoba ngiyananzelela ukuzimisela kukahulumende kababa uNangagwa ukuthi aqinise indlela abantu abakhululeka ngayo ekuphileni ekusebenzeni kwabo kodwa besesaba ukwephula umthetho oyabe umunyethwe iconstitution, isisekelo sombuso. UPresident Edi Mnangagwa ligqwetha is a lawyer. Indlela ahlonipha ngayo iconstitution injabulisa kakhulu ngoba andubana izinto zithiwe yilezi kuyaqala azikhangele ngomthetho kumbe kuyaqala kubunjwe umthetho othile ozasekela ulutho oluthile.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Dinga Muziphuthi, ummeli weBulilima West edalele ePhalamende njalo elilunga lebandla leZANU PF. Ubexoxa icingweni loNtungamile Nkomo weStudio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Sokulokudonselana kuZANU PF phezu kodaba lokuthi ibandla leli kumele lenzeni ngezindlu elazakhela umuyi umnumzana Robert Mugabe ezigoqela iBlue Roof lapho okuhlala khona imuli yakhe kunye lenye eseBorodel okuhlala khona inkosazana yakhe uBona. Ingcwethi zombusazwe ezinye zithi kuzavela njalo amaqhuku ebandla leZANU PF ayesazakala ngokuthi yiLacoste elalisekela uMongameli Mnangagwa leG40 eyayisekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Lanxa umsakazo weZBC ubike izolo ukuthi uMabhalane obona ukuqutshwa kwenhlelo zeZANU PF umnumzana Obet Mpofu ubethe ibandla lakhe lizathatha iBlue Roof liphendule ibe yindlu egcina imbali kumbe i-museum. Ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko luphangelwa kulandula lokhu. Umnumzana Mpofu ubikwa ubesithi njalo balakho kuyithatha lindlu bayisebenzise ngendlela ezalethela iZANU PF imali. Kodwa ugatsha olubona ngokwethulwa kwembiko luyilandulile limbiko lusithi indlu le yona ebisebizweni leZANU PF izaphiwa imuli kaMgabe njengokuthembisa kukamongameli Mnangagwa. Umpofu yena utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi sebelungiselela lolu daba. Kambe kuyini kahle kahle okwenzakalayo lapha? UNtungamile Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi ecubungela izombusazwe umnumzana Bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo.
Lokhu sokusibonisa mhlophe ukuthi indaba ye-factionalism ayipheli kuZANU PF and ukhanya ngokufa kwaMgabe isazokuba wesike manje kathesi nxa siyikhangela kuhle. Kuhle kukubonisa ukuthi kulabanye abasesayidini liphi abanye abasesayidini liphi. So nxa kukhulunywa kanje wabona ukuthi o-Obet sethe zicasisa yena yedwa ukuthi kambe yena ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo, umthwanga ukuyiphi isayidi endabeni yonke leyo. So i-issue ye-factionalism ekhona kuZANU PF akulanto emangalisayo, basalwisa ukuthi kambe imvutho ezisele kuMgabe ngubani ozidobhayo, ngubani ongazazisweli.
Yena obaba Obet Mpofu uthi hayi sokulungisisiwe lokho, kungaba ukuthi kumbe ubebambe inhlwa ngekhanda yini engakavumelani labanye bakhe.
Uvele usezifake enkingeni and inkinga enkulu kakhulu, asazi ukuthi uzayiqeda ithini indaba yakhe yena le, ngoba ingxenye yinto ekade ivele ikhona kuplan yena asephangisa ukuyikhuluma. Asazi ukuthi usezayiphatha ithini ngoba uMnangagwa siyakwazi ukuthi kafuni kuhanjelwa phambili vele indlela aphatha ngayo. So ingxenye lokuyinto yathi iveli khona or into engekho ekuma-factionalism obhethi sezikhulumele okwakho kuyali so uvele usesenkingeni ngoba nxa sokuphuma istatement sokuthi hhayi umnangakho yena uthi nguye yedwa owazi ukuthi uzakwenzayo already soku-expose ebhethi mpofu kutho ukuthi uzaba lenkinga enkulu ngendaba yonke leyo.
Khona ngempela sizabona bemupha lindlu yini umfelokazi kaMgabe kumbe bazayihluthuna nje kungabi indaba zalutho.
Mina vele angimboni ehlala ngombono wami. Lona ilizwe lelambona elihlala uGrace uyaphuma uyahamba. Angithi ulazi izindlu eSingapore. Ulazi izindlu zilanoma engasoze ayiqume eSouth Africa iyahambisa abafana bakhe eSouth Africa. Ingxenye ongasala ngulo untombazana oyendile. But uGrace angimboni ehlala lapha eZimbabwe. And uGrace, I think, ngendlela azombe ngayo, lendlela akwazi ukuthi uzathathwa ngayo kusiya phambili. Angiboni ukuthi usase le ndaba la indaba yeBlue Roof. Yena uzahambe ezidlela imali yakhe ayithole emalini kaMgabe ezihlalela lapha azakuyahlala khona.
Kambe balakho ukumhlukuluza yini ngakhetha ukuzihlalela?
Lokho kusemgceke kumgcebo uzasukuluzwa ngoba kwamanje sikhuluma ngokuthi umpresident okhona into le imzondisile nje sikhuluma ngomuntu ozondileyo. So umnangagwa okwamaqini uzafuna ukubuyisela kakhulu endabeni nina le.
Hello ke ngumnumzana bekezela Maduma Fuzwayo ingcwethi yecubungula izombusazo bekhuluma icingweni lo ntungamile inkomo weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Umqondisi wenkampani kamakhale kukhwini ye-Econet, umnumzana Strive Masiwa, uthi udubo lwabantu abangezelela isisindo semali abayithengisa ngencingo ezisebenzisa i-Econet asebevalelwe ama-akhawunti nguhulumende ayisiwo mlandu wabo. UMasiwa uthi uhulumende nguye omele alungisise udaba lokusilela kwemali, hathi ukuhlasela i-Econet ngoba yona iphonguba isithunywa nje kuphela. Lokhu kwenzakala inani lasebevalelwe omakhale kukhwini bephatheke kubhizimusi lokuthumeza imali phansi kwenkampani ye-Econet olo iCocash libikwa liqansa kakhulu, ikakhulu ngempela viki osekubangele ukuthi isindo semali sehle kakhulu. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Abakulumsebenzi wokuba ngama-EcoCash agents bahlaba omkhulu umkhosi ngokuphazamiseka ngomsebenzi wabo. Umnumzana Thulani Mabutho wasemzini wemfakose ngomunye wabakulumsebenzi. Yena ke uthi lanxa leli kulinyathelo elilungileyo elithethweyo uhulumende kodwa ukhanya ekwenza ngokungahlelekanga.
Uhulumende ngabe kwenze ngoba ama-agents amaningi sibethengisa singathi ngibe ngesithiwa befuela i-black market bathengisa imali. Bona basibe sithi bafuna, for example, bathi i-certain percentage abayifunayo, bebesithi ama-40%, 50% ama-agents. Yes, uhulumende engabe e-right ukuthi akubhane.
Usola leli nyathelo uMabutho athi lizophazamisa abanengi, bona abamsulwa ngoba sebeyiswela leyo mali akade beyithola ngendlela zokuya kuma-EcoCash agents la okubalisa eyokugada amabhasi lokunye. Umnumzana Collins Ncube wasemzini weGreystone Park ukhuthaza uhulumende ukuba alungisise isisusa salolu daba kuqala.
Umbono kwami mboni ngani nxa kubhanwa ukufrozwa kwama-EcoCash merchants, it's about the exchange rate. Ngibona ngani uhulumende kumele enze imizamo ebambekayo ngoba ama inconsistencies maningi kakhulu.
Umncube uthi lokhu kwenza kwahulumende kungayisiyo ndlela engasebenzela ilizwe lona elidinga abazotshala imali.
What picture does it give kulaba abangaphandle kwelizwe esingathi ngama-investor abangafuni ukusisiza? Ma kuyikuthi here and there kuyafrizwa lokhu ufrizwe lokhu aku-unfrizwe akusincedisi kakhulu njengelizwe. Na kuyikuthi sifuna ukudila le ndaba yama-exchange rate, let's deal with it holistically, singaphongukuthatha nje okuyisinqumo ukuthi kungafriza lokhu sikhangelele ukuthi kuzatshintsha lokhu lalokhana, kodwa akutshintshi imbangela lesimo sezomnotho welizwe kweleZimbabwe.
Enye ingcwethi kwezomnotho unkosikazi Matilda Gondo uthi abe Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe kabalukhangelisise lolu daba.
an extent it's justified because now these are traders, the agents.
Ngeye indlela singathi lilungile lelo nyathelo elithethweyo ngoba laba bantu besebenzisa leli thuba lokungami kuhle kwezinto elizweni behlukumeza uZulu ngalokho bekuza kuba into elunge kakhulu ngabe kuthiwa abe RDZ badinga ezinye indlela zokutholisa abamabhanga leyo mali edingwa nguZulu ukuze uZulu anelise uyathatha imali yakhe kungekho nkinga kube yiyo abayisebenzisayo endaweni yokuthi bayayidinga kule imikambo yangasese.
Ugondo uthi leli nyathelo lizophazamisa kakhulu labo abangelawo ama bank accounts bona akade sebethembele kundlela ye EcoCash ukuthola imali ezisetshenziswa nsuku zonke. Ezinye zalezincingo ezivaliweyo zibikwa bezilamadola angaba zinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili amadola akwele Zimbabwe osekusolisa ukuthi kambe lokhu kungasi kuganga kwabantu asebesebenzisa lindlela ngendlela engayisiyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingumevis Gama.
Okwamanje ke sikhangele eziphuthumayo zivela kumaphephandaba atshiyeneyo. Iphephandaba le-The Herald lithi uZulu usezavunyelwa njalo ukuthenga ithengisa amabele obese kulicala. Umphathintambo wezokulima uMnumzana Perensiri uthi abalemali balakho ukuthenga umumbu phandle kwelizwe kumbe elizweni kodwa kuzamele babe lamalayisensi okwenza lokhu. Iphephandaba le-Newsday lithi usomlomo wegale lephalamende uphakathi kwemizamo yokuletha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ndawonye lomkhokheli webandla le-MDC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukuthi bakhulumisane. Leli phephandaba lithi kunezikhonzi ezibonakala zisiya ehofisini kaMnangagwa ziphinde zibonakale njalo zisiya ehofisini kaChamisa. Okwamanje ke sengilichiya ezandleni zenu balaleli bethu lisiphake imbono yenu elisithumele yona nge-WhatsApp.
Njani mthakazi, linjani ngapho? Ngiyalibingelela kakhulu ngokhawunta sibanda laphezu Tswana. Ngikhulume ngalolu daba olukhulunywa lapho kuthiwa yi-prevention yabobaba, ukuzivikela kwabobaba. Ngithi hey, lina bantu engayiqali leyo ndaba leyo lizasibulalisa uNkulunkulu. Ngazi abantu babamba endabeni zikaNkulunkulu lizathinta izinto ezingathintwayo. Uvi kakhulu lokho elifuna ukukwenza, njalo lizazundisa uNkulunkulu sibili. Ngicela ukulebala enye incwadi lapha lanxa nje omunye yakwazi abantu bazakuthi i-Old Testament kodwa ngumlomo kaNkulunkulu uthi khona uDeuteronomy 23:1, no man has been castrated or whose penis has been cut off may be included among the Lord's people. Yey, sinafuna ukungena ezulwini madoda. So lingavela sibangele inkinga lapha. Leyo indaba embi yenzima kakhulu. Njalo iqiniso yilo lelo ukuthi uyachada lo muntu uhlale laye 2-3 years libe labantwana ababili kusasa sekuyala. Funa futhi labantwana labana mhlawumbe babhubhe. Kwakwaniseke ukuthi uma unabantwana ababili abathathu bahle batshone bonke 1 day ngengozi yemota loba nje inyini. So sala nje ungela next. And kabayikhulume ukuthi at least kusukisela eminyakeni abantu abale minyaka ethile mhlawumbe le 20 something years kumbe 35 so over khonapho susithi wena abantwana ababili hayi so right ungakwazi ukuthi abantwana labo bazokuphilela loba kanjani. Ningayiqali lento lapho lezi selibamba ezinye izinto ezingalunganga nje. Ngiyazundisa uNkulunkulu hayi buyelani emuva ngaleyo ndaba leyo. Leyo yiwo kuthiwa nje kuthiwa yi-castration ukuthena abantu mpela. No.
Kunjani kusiphiwe sezini? Mina ngithi njengoba umgabe esiyale unomphela ukuthi ayingcwatshwa emangcwabeni yirosgate kuyisikhathi kwemanje ukuthi kwangikhona amathambo wabanye wathatha wayababeka iHiroshima ayekuzwa ayibekwa kahle ngoba kuthi kuthi kukhulu abakwenzayo nabo.
Kubalaleli beStudio 7 ngiyabulisa uNcube eFilafusi. Ngiyamangala ukuthi ubaba ukhulu uMgabe wesaba kangaka ukuthi uzocuywa uzosetshenziswa. Kanti yena laba abantu abangaka ababulalayo akabacuyanga yini? Wayebabulala, kanti wayebulala abantu naye ubeligwala lendoda. Nawe sesakhela ngey'nsimbi sesenzela sefaka namakhonkrithi. Eyi hayi, khehlaleli ihluphile eZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga baba uNcube eFilafusi.
Sabonani kuStudio 7. Mina igama lami ngu-Adolf Shaba, ngilana eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina into efuna ukuphawula ngayo yile ndaba yesidumbu sikaMgabe okuthiwa uGrace ubengafanelanga asuke eduzane laso, ngoba kusatshela ukuthi kuzoba khona laba abazokhipha amaphathi omzimba wakhe beyenza imithi. Kusho ukuthi yinto abavele kade beyenza, ayikho into okude ngayesaba into angazange wayibona. Vele ukugiya kwerasta kuyasolisa, liyayidla inyama, kukhona okuthize okukhona la.
Okhulumayo ngokhizombet ukulandela umkhulu webhos sizibuhlungu ngokushona kukachief. Chief wadlala mpela isikhathi ibhosolona mahlule nyama team yezolonke team sidlala ngokuthula.
Sabonani kuStudio 7. Mina igama lami ngu-Adolf Shaba, ngilana eJohannesburg, South Africa. Mina into efuna ukuphawula ngayo yile ndaba yesidumbu sikaMgabe okuthiwa uGrace ubengafanelanga asuke eduzane laso, ngoba kusatshela ukuthi kuzoba khona laba abazokhipha amaphathi omzimba wakhe beyenza imithi. Kusho ukuthi yinto abavele kade beyenza, ayikho into okude ngayesaba into angazange wayibona. Vele ukugiya kwerasta kuyasolisa, liyayidla inyama, kukhona okuthize okukhona la.
Lawo-ke ngamazwi abalaleli bethu. Lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu, eliwathumela nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Bakithi, siyacela ukubana imilayezo leyo ingedluli i-2 minutes. Siyabonga. Kwezemidlalo, bayakhala abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu ngokubhubha kukaCharles Chief Chilufya, owake wadlalela iqembu le-Highlanders. URaman Kumbo wayengumqeqetshi weqembu le-Highlanders ngesikhathi uChilufya edlalela leli qembu, uthi umuyi wayelijaha elalihlonipha. UBlessing Gumiso, omunye njalo owake wadlalela i-Highlanders ndawonye lomuyi, uxoxe loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 ngokubhubha kukaChilufya.
Singathi umfowethu ehamba kahle cha uChilufya Chief. Wayeumuntu oright olungileyo. UChilufya wayethanda ukuhleka and ukukhuluma ama-stories ahlekisayo. And isikhathi esiningi after training or before training uCha uChilufya wayejele ukuthi asithandazeni madoda. So ngizomkhumbula vele into eziningi azenza mimi and kumasokane sami.
Siyabona ukuthi wena nguwe phela owabathwalisa nzima nxa sokubuya istamina ama-opponents. Yena nguye owayesikelela ibhola lisenza njalo. Lalidlala njani kwampana ku-midfield lock?
URaman Kumbu umkhokheli wethu wayesinika umsebenzi eshiyeneyo. Umsebenzi wami kubhoso usually was to ukusupply amabhola, ukuwina amabhola, and I used to bully ama opponents around so that I can win balls. Ngiphathele uCha uChilufya uRichard Mthoko balls. Strength yawo was to dribble and run with the ball, and my strength was to ukuwina amabhola umithi and passing them around.
Kwakusebenzeka sibili, eh?
Kakhulu. Sasele combination. That's why wabona sawina 4 ama championships because I think we were too powerful. Sasiwelelana in and off the field. Isikhathi esiningi sasithina ibhola especially e-BF kumbe kuphi every Monday sasihlangana sikhulume njengamajida, then sizame ukukhorektana for the past and the coming game. So like a big family.
Ye, ngiyakhumbula silalilalelana kakhulu, sihlale phansi lixoxe linate lonke. Kodwa owakuthandwa nguChilufya kakhulu nxa sokubuya ekudleni lapha, wayejala ukudlala nxa lonke
wayethanda ukuwosa. So every time even ngathi hamba emagemini wayejwayele ukubuza ukuthi madoda asihambise ukuwosa sithi isikhathi sokuwosa sizowosa after game, not before game. So ukuwosa was favorite ukuza ya.
Wayethandela abantu kakhulu. Lalijwayele ukwenzani labo Chilufu yakumba?
Sijwayele ukukhuluma sodwa njengama-players even without uRahman Kombo. Sasijwayele ukuhlangana uBiya was our captain. Asitshele madoda what we need to do is kumele we're close to our supporters because whatever we are going to do, the power of our leaders is going to come from our supporters. So we tried to make a joint venture with our supporters and what we're saying, that's what we're saying, that's what we're saying, that's cool.
Lo ke nguBlessing Gumiso oyedlalela iqembu leHighlanders obekhuluma ecingweni loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 eseJohannesburg. Ngesizwe abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bexoxa loGibbs Dube kuhlelo lwethu lweFacebook.
So ke wothi ke ndithathe ubaba osecingweni khona manje wothi ngesizwini lobani poet kunjani?
Khuluma lo Sfasa Chuma.
Ye Chuma, sizwile ukuthi umfana kasekho lapho ngathini ngakho.
Ah, selisizi kakhulu lathi sizwe sibele ukudabuka phakathi kwezinhliziyo ngoba hayi umuntu bekuwasibambe iqembu lethu okuzwayo sizwe ukuthi angasekho. Hayi selisizi kakhulu.
Yes, ngathi wena umkhumbula ngani?
Sikhathini sabo laphana. Ah, madodalana akasibambele ithimu sibe kuzwayo ngenkezo sazizizayo phezu kwakho undoda lo. Ye, hayi sizwe ukudabuka sizwe ukudana phakathina kwezinhliziyo zethu.
Ye, amazwi akho ke ungathini nxa ungamvalelisa?
Indoda le ilale ngokuthula ngoba vele ngishele ukuthi ngingathini ngoba inhliziyo zethu i-black and white kade ibambile amadoda lana okuzwayo ngoba ibalokuzeni i-team yethu laphana ibiyi-team isile ezwayo ngomadodana lana kodwa ngabe siyenyuka kangaka kuba lokudala okukhulu kakhulu kazi.
Ngizokuye kuthiwa silo mama-ke usithokozile lapha ecingweni uMfuyane. Mafuyane kunjani?
Ngikhona unjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ye, ungathini wena namhlanje?
Hayi, ngomdlalo engikhuluma kakhulu kancane ngeke ngitsho kakhulu ngoba ezomdlalo angizithandi kangako. But ngizwelana lokuphinde ngoba nxa kulithawe lethu elihambileyo. Sizwelana nefamily, sizwelana nabadlali.
Sithatha ubaba-ke umoya ecingweni.
Eyi, silusizi manje. Le ndoda idlalile nensuku zayo laphana kuHighlanders laphana sesimthakazelela kakhulu kodwa-ke sithi dude emdenini kunye lasethimini sonke siyakhala siyibhoso family ngoba vele uma udlalela ibhoso siyingxenye yempilo yethu weda ubuya kuphi nendawo kodwa uyahlala usenhliziyweni zethu.
Umkhumbula ngani uChilivia?
Ngiyakhumbula ukudlala kwakhe labo Masawi ukuthi hhayi babelifikise impela emagumeni lapha kube hhayi kube luthuli.
Umvaleliseke ngamafutha.
Hayi, alilale kahle ngokuthula iqhawe lakithi leboso family laphana siyabonga.
Labo ke ngabalandeli beqembu leHighlanders abakhulume ecingweni loGibbs Dube weStudio 7 kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuxhumana obeFacebook kukhasi leVOA Ndebele.
Don't live a king, king, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. My body's all got a king body. Body gon' shine, bling, bling body. Calling all the shots, ring, ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live a king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything, you know it. King already, already, you know it. Shine already, the time already. Shine already, the time already. Shine already, the time already.
Isikhathi yiso esingasavumi balaleli singakalihlukani ngesikhangele inhloko zendaba. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uza kwethula umbiko wesimo sesizwe iState of the Nation Address lamhlanje edalela eParliamente kodwa amalunga eMDC athi kawasoze amlalele. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo sikhathi sinye kusasa. Kumbe lingasithinta njalo ntambama lamhlanje ngo-7:30.